I filed a petition asking the state Supreme Court first to take jurisdiction, original jurisdiction, because of the imminence of the filing period. I think action in state district court would not yield enough time. The Supreme Court ordinarily will take election issues, certainly of statewide importance, as its original jurisdiction. Secondly, I asked the court to enjoin the special election because it is not consistent with the requirements of the 17th Amendment to the United States Constitution. The 17th Amendment, which authorizes the direct election of senators, provides, in fact, the actual words are, when a vacancy happens, the special election is can be called, or the governor can appoint a successor temporarily until the next election if the state law authorizes it. Oklahoma has a hybrid. The governor can appoint, in fact, had Senator Inhofe given this what he calls irrevocable letter of resignation. 2 days later, Governor Inhofe, it's Governor Stitt, would have been able to appoint a senator. So this is an effort to prevent a gubernatorial appointment. He gave this notice of his intent to resign essentially a year later. He gave it on February the 28th of this year to take effect on January the 3rd next year. Well, that's not a current vacancy. That's just an intention to create a vacancy. And the 17th Amendment says that there has to be a vacancy, and there's no vacancy. Senator Inhofe continues to be senator for the rest of the year. So the election should be pushed over to 2024, and the governor should make a temporary appointment.
Very good. Thank you very much. That's a great explanation, because a lot of people were hypothesizing after this kind of came about, kind of word of mouth before anything official came about. They were asking all kinds of questions rhetorically, like, well, what's in it for the attorney? Who's prompting this? What is prompting this? And you pretty much stated as much as that it's just plain unconstitutional.
Well, it is, and I have, I suppose, an emotional and certainly a historical, professional, political association with individual senators. I've written a biography of a senator. I served as special assistant to a senator, and I was research assistant to a man that for 8 years was president of the Senate. So I've been on the Senate floor. I know what it's like, and I do not think this is consistent with Senate precedent, procedure, and norms.